A national forum on funding education, especially at the tertiary level, opens in Accra tomorrow. At a three-day event, stakeholders in the sector are expected to discuss a roadmap to address the perennial issue of the cost of education in the universities, which has triggered student demonstrations across the country. Attention will also be given to funding pre-tertiary education to ensure that the less privileged are not denied their rights to education. The Public Affairs Director of the Ghana Education Service, Paul Krampa, sheds more light on the forum, which is the brainchild of the Ministry of Education, the Ghana Education Service, the National Council for Tertiary Education, and the Institute of Democratic Governance, IDEC.
The minister has taken note of the accusations by parents and students regarding funding of tertiary education in this country. In this regard, the ministry has decided to organize a two-day stakeholders forum to actually give opportunity to all stakeholders in education to air their views on issues about funding.
What form is the meeting going to take?
We'll first of all hold an opening ceremony. We've invited identifiable groups within the education sector to make presentations. There'll be a presentation on the current state of financing of tertiary education in Ghana by the National Council for Tertiary Education. There'll also be a current state of financing pre-tertiary education in Ghana by the Acting Director General of the Ghana Education Service. So there'll also be presentations by the Ministry of Finance, GetFun, Conference of Rectors of Polytechnics, Conference of Heads of Principals of Colleges of Education, as well as Conference of Heads of Assisted Senior High Schools in the country.
The concern is that government, and therefore your ministry, has allowed some tertiary institutions to go ahead to fix school fees without recourse to all these concerns. And they have even given ultimatum that by the end of this month, Legon in particular, if the students don't pay, then they'll have to defer their courses. What is the ministry doing about that before the conference?
The ministry has actually been working around the clock to ensure that there's sanity in the payment of fees at our tertiary institutions. You know, following the agitation of students of the University of Ghana, the Deputy Minister of Education in charge of tertiary education, Honorable Mahama Yariga, met the authorities of the university and then the student body. Now, I think presentation has made to them for them to take a second look at the fees that they are charging.
Paul Krampa is the Public Affairs Director of the Ministry of Education.